men up to now, they are still traumatized based on the manner in which they were taken away in the early morning by the police. So they are still traumatized and they are in fear. And they have indicated that they lack trust in the system, as it appears as if there is no respect for a person's human rights in this country. But I have assured them that there is still hope here. And I know that the government of Jamaica will do their best to ensure that there is no repeat of incidents of this nature, especially as it relates to persons' constitutional rights.